This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudanese Army says it is coordinating efforts to evacuate citizens and diplomats from the United States, Britain, China, and France out of the country on military airplanes. Fighting persisted in the capital on Saturday, going into Sunday, including at its main airport. The military said that the Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan had spoken to leaders of various countries requesting safe evacuations of their citizens and diplomats from Sudan, which has been roiled by bloody fighting for the past week. Countries have struggled to repatriate their citizens amid closely and deadly clashes that have killed over 400 people and counting so far. With Sudan's main international airport closed, foreign countries have ordered their citizens to simply shelter in place until they can figure out evacuation plans. As the war rages on between Russia and Ukraine, on the front lines, a new war of technology has been born, with both sides hoping for an advantage with drones and satellites. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The two sides have kept pace with one another so far. Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mikhailo Fedorov, told the AP he was confident Ukraine could out-motivate Russia. Fedorov explained how crucial technology was for both sides in order to stay ahead in the war. Technologies allow traditional and modern artillery to be more accurate, and they help save the lives of our soldiers. He acknowledged that Russia was also aware of the importance of technology on the battlefield and was actively developing and improving its own. He said the Ukrainian government was planning investments in new technology projects to encourage further competition.